Over Shabbos, I was looking in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch on Hanukkah. He is gewaltig. Wow. I would recommend. He has fantastic things. He has fantastic all the time. Yeah. We left off on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph around 15 lines from the top. Tana Rabbana, Kama Manikim Lo. What's the din of Chumash in Parshas Re'eh? If I had an Eved Ivri, oh Ivriya, Eved Ivri, oh Ivriya. That's how the Gemara is going to explain. And they worked for me for Sheish, and then they left. If the Sheish the Yoytzei, so it says Nachumish Tan. You shouldn't let him go Rekam. It's a loyse essay. Nahanik taniklam, it's anucham, mekarnucham, yikvechu. You should give him hanukkah. So the Gemara, we learned already the brisa on the bottom of Daf Tez Zainom and Beis, the third wide line over there. Yochaloy anikim el yotze b'sheish. Maybe that's all it says in Chumash is when he's yotze b'sheish, what if he's yotze b'yayvel. So all the cases, whenever anybody's yotze l'cheru, so you have to give hanukkah. Fine. We had in the beginning over here on Yud Dalan on the base, the Gemara had a machlekes hatanoim Tanakame, and the next Tana. Who the next Tana is two girsas, whether it's Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Elazar, if you remember there. If it's Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanis, then Rebbe Lezer Shamutihu, he was from the Beis Shammai, we're not going to paskin like him. If it's Rebbe Elazar, then it's open for discussion whether we should paskin or not. And Tosis on Tezvav and Aleph was trying to push that would appear that maybe we should paskin like Reb Loza. What's the machlokes? Whether a mecher atzma has all the same dinim as machruhu bezin. The pasuk in Chumash only goes on machruhu bezin, that is yotze b'sheish. Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis, that you give ha'anokeh. And what's the fourth din? I forgot already. What were the four dinim? Whether he's nirtza, if he wants to stay, is he nirtza? So the Tanakhama says all the four dinim don't apply to Mecher Atzma. Mecher Atzma can sell himself more than Sheish. Mecher Atzma is Eino Nirtza. You want to stay longer, so sell yourself for longer. You don't make a hole in his ear. And he's not Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis, and you don't give Hanukkah. Yeah. If you hold that only Machru Bezdin gets Hanukkah, so what about, let's say, if the father sold his daughter as an Amor Hivriya? That's not machruhu bezin. That's like a mecher atzmo, no? So there probably wouldn't be any. It wouldn't be any hanukkah here. We were assuming the whole time an amo hebriya is yotze b'simanim when she becomes a naira, and we assume all along when she becomes now she goes free. So you have to give her hanukkah. But if you hold that a mecher atzmo doesn't get hanukkah, how do we paskin there? Not machlokes. How do we paskin? So the Rambam paskins that the Rambam paskin like the Tanakhama. That all the dinam only apply to machruhu bezin, doesn't apply to mecher atzma. And the Tosfos, the long Tosfos here, is pushing to paskin like Rebbe Elazar, because they think the correct girsa is not Rebbe Eliezer. If it's Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanis, Rebbe Lezer Gadol, then Rebbe Lezer Shamuti, you're not going to paskin. But they think the correct girsa is Rebbe Elazar, and they're pushing. They should. They have rice from the Gemara. Wait a minute, you should paskin like Rebbe Elazar. So that's the Shaila. According to the Rambam, that only Machruhu Bezdin gets Hanukkah, Mecher Atzman doesn't get Hanukkah. So why if the girl is Yotze B'Simon, why does she get Hanukkah? Isn't that like Mecher Atzman?
There's no Machruhu Bezdin by girl.
There is no Machruhu Bezdin, right. So there shouldn't be any Hanukkah? Shouldn't be any Hanukkah. If you hold Hanukkah, is only Machruhu Bezdin. Mecher Atzman is not Hanukkah. So there shouldn't. It should be very restricted. It should. But the Rambam quotes all the dinim. The Rambam quotes the girl is yotze b'siman. She gets hanukkah. Why? It's not a machruhu bezin.
She's a different category. She's by herself.
That's a shaila. When the father sells the daughter as an omo hevriya, is that considered selling her bal korcha? Where was that taisa? Here, the bottom taisa is on dala on hey amid aleph. If anybody remembers from so far back, the fat taisa is on the bottom of hey amid aleph. So Tosfos had a Rabbi Tam had a machlekes with Rashi. So Rashi says, when the father sells a daughter as an amo hevriya, that's considered selling a bal korcha. That's the first line in the Tosfos. Shkein yesh the bal korcha pivsh gunz bia bivamas can be bal korcha, and kesa b'amo hevriya, the father sells a daughter. The kasha Rabbi Tam, that's Bal Korcha. It's how you own a behemah, and I sell a behemah. I sold the behemah Bal Korcha. He didn't consult the behemah. What do you mean? I sell a Gemara. It's Bal Korcha of the Gemara. I'm the owner. It's not Bal Korcha. I have the right to sell my daughter. So Rashi says, not so. Rashi says, when you sell the daughter, you're selling a Bal Korcha. Rabbeinu Tam holds, that's not true. So what's Bal Korcha? What is Bal Korcha by the Omer Hevriya? There's something kesa by the Omer Hevriya is Bal Korcha. So Rabbeinu Tam came up with the Chiddush that the Yud can be done Bal Korcha. Where the Odin says, Hariat Miyoedisli, that's even Chal Bal Korcha. I think Gemara says, Beferish, and Daf Yitesim and Aleph, Ashelo Yod Malam Shetzorach Liyado. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it doesn't mean that she has to consent. She doesn't have to agree. He has to notify her. If you're going to say it in Hebrew, she doesn't know what he's talking about, then it's not a valid yet. She has to understand that it's being miyayit. So that was a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So if you, let's say if you hold like the Tanakhama, then only Machruhu Bezdin and Yudalar Meir, all Machruhu Bezdin has Hanukkah. Mecheratzma doesn't have Hanukkah. So when the father sells the daughter as a Ramayvir, that's like Machruhu Bezdin, that's like Mecheratzma. The Rambam apparently thinks that it's like Machru Bez, because he says Machru Asman doesn't get any Hanukkah. Pasman like the Tanakam. Machru Asman doesn't have all the four dinim. So, and he quotes the Gemara that the girl is Yotze B'Simanim. So she does get Hanukkah. It's a little strange, no? The Pashtus is. Yeah. But if you hold that it's only by Machru Bezdin, it doesn't even apply to Mecher Atzma. How does all of a sudden apply over here? Doesn't it contradict the other din? Don't the two dinim contradict each other? How come an Amarviya does get? But the father sold as an Amarviya, wasn't she? Wasn't sold Vinika Vignei Vosai? Not Machru Bezin.
I'm still understanding. If you have Machru Bezin, they have one doctor says Machru Atzma doesn't get Hanukkah, but then we have another doctor that Amarviya does from the
So that's the question. Can the Tanakhama hold from this drasha? So the Rambam thinks that yes. So I'm just wondering, how does it fit in? I would have thought that this drasha only makes sense if you hold Aflam Boschotas Ken, she gets Hanukkah. It only makes sense if you hold like the Rebbe Lozer, that all the dinim apply to every Eved Ivri. You don't distinguish.
Earlier in Chesed Vav Amud Aleph, we said that even with the Meshita, that only Nimtar, that only Machru Beis Din is.
It's like Bal Korcha. It's like Rashi. It's like Nimker is Bal Korcha. Okay. I don't know. I just find it surprising. Yeah. Nachamal. So now the Tana I'm discussing, how much do you have to give? Says Harik Tanaklo, Tzonacham Megornacham Yikvecha. How much do you give? So there's a Machlokes Hatanoim in dollars and cents. How much does it have to be? So the Gemara is going to say, I'm basically, you can give more than that. It's the Nishkan Averis. It's not Baltosav if you give more. But what's the minimum amount that you have to give for Hanok? So there are three Shitas in the Tanaim. So you have Rab Meir and Rab Yuda, and who's the third Tana? Rab Shimon. So Rab Meir said, the Sachakol 15 slot. Pidyon Ben is 5 slums. You've got to give 3 times Pidyon Ben. How much do you have to give for Pidyon Ben? We discussed already in Dafyud Beis. You have to give 96 grams of pure silver. So you have to give 3 times Pidyon Ben. Minimum of 3 times Pidyon Ben for Hanukkah. Deire Rab Meir. Rab Yudah says you have to give Shloshim. 6 times Pidyon Ben. Not 3 times Pidyon Ben. Shloshim slot. Rab Shimon says Chamishim. How does each one come to these sheetas? So the Gemara says, my time the Rab Meir. The Gemara can my time Rab Meir. So he learns Exevishov, it says, Kisha Shachenu, Mimach, Lesha Shachenu, Rekom. And the word Rekom appears in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, Kovachopanecha, Tifte, Vlairofanai Rekom. That's also a question. Why does it say Pidyon Aben at one Pasuk together with Riasponim on Sholosh Regalim? Sholosh Regalim is supposed to visit the Beis HaMikdash, Vlairofanai Rekom. You shouldn't come empty handed, you have to bring Oilas Riyah. So the Gemara later in the first paragraph is going to discuss why are those both in the same pasuk. But I'll call Panim it is in the same pasuk. So So the word Reikam, by Yerol Fanai Reikam, Shavu Shugolim, Ali Ale Regal, you have to bring an Oilus Ria, is in the same pasuk with Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is five Sloim. So here, you're learning Zeru Shavu Reikam, Reikam, Chisu Shalchenim, Imach, Lesu Shalchen, or Reikam. So that should mean that you have to give five Sloim worth. How do you come to the number 15? So Gemara said, because it says, how does it say? So you say Reikam, five slime on Tzoncha, five slime on Gornacha, and five slime on Yikvecha. So that adds up to a sum total of 15 slime. Sure. That's why it says three different words. Tzoncha, Megornacha, and Yikvecha. The Reikam goes on each one, and Reikam has the connotation of five slime. So you have to give a minimum of 15 shkolim. Sell a shekel, the same thing. Pidyon HaBen is five shkolim. You have to give three times whatever Pidyon HaBen has got to give three times Pidyon HaBen. That's a minimum. How does Rabbi Yehuda come up with his magical number of shloshim? Where do you have ever shloshim? Shloshim shalevet. What shloshim shalevet? If Shoah Muad kills an Ebed Kanaini, Shoah Muad kills an Adam, so you have to pay kofer. However, Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. Who's who? Kamahu Shavah. Kamahu, who Shavah? The dead man or the owner of the Shoah Muad? So that's a machloek satanoim above a kama. Whether the kofer he paid the main nizik, doesn't mean nizik, dead. Doesn't mean the main is, it means the Mei Hameis. The Shoah Muad killed an Adam. So if you pay Kama, who Shava? The dead man was Shava Limka Bashuk. Kama, the Bal Hashar, is Shava Limka Bashuk. Because Nasan Pidyon Afsho. He deserves to die. He deserves that he should get Misa B'dei Shamayim. It says, Begam Bal of Yumos. The Bal Hashar deserves Misa B'dei Shamayim. And if he pays Kaifer, then he patters himself on the Misa B'dei Shamayim. If somebody deserves Misa Bezdin, so it says, Losich Kaifer. The nefesh should say, you're not allowed to take koifer from someone who's chayv misa bezdin. If it's only chayv misa b'dei shamayim over here, by the Shoah Muad killing an Adam, then it says, koifer yushal salah, when he pays the koifer, that removes the misa b'dei shamayim. So there, the Shoah Muad kills an Ebek 90. The first three times the Shoah kills, a short time kills an Ebek 90. So you don't pay shloshim shalevet. What do you pay? You killed an Ebek 90. So the short time pays chatzi nezek, migufo. However much the Chatzin Nezek is, but if the Shoah Muad, and you should give the Shoah Misa, but if he hit the Shoah, whatever, the Shoah ran away and they didn't give it Misa, so the fourth time he killed, shouldn't live so long till it kills the fourth time, shouldn't live so long till it kills the fourth time by Ben Choron either. You should never come to pay a Kofer. You only pay Kofer, you only pay Shloshim Shalevet if the Shoah Muad kills an Eved. Shoah Muad kills an Eved. So if the Shoah Muad kills an Eved the fourth time, then the Baal HaShor pays Shloshim Shalevet, whether the Eved is worth more or less. It pays Shloshim Shalevet. That's why it's called Knas. Kofer is not called Knas, because Kofer corresponds to whatever. Nosan Pidyon Nafsho. He did Mei Nizek and the Mei Mazik. It corresponds to something real. But the Shloshim Shalevet doesn't correspond to anything. So that the Mishnah says, that's considered Knas. Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Ksuba says, a Kofer is not Knas, a Moedah B'Kofer is Chayev. Moedah B'Shloshim Shalevet is Pata, because Moedah B'Knas is Pata. So there, by Shloshim Shalevet, the verb Nesina appears. Shloshim Shkalim Yiten Ladoinov. Rashi quotes from Parshas Mishpatim, chapter Chaf Aleph. Shloshim Shkalim Yiten Ladoinov, and you have Exereshav and Nesina. So since over here, Kisa Shachen Losa Shachen Hanakan Laganacham Sonach Mikvecha Titan Lai, since the verb Nesina appears here by Hanoka, it says over there Nesina, so it's Exereshav, Shloshim Nesina, Nesina, so Shloshim Shkalim. The next Tana, Reb Shimon says, no, yeah. Why doesn't he say you should give 30 times 3? It should be 90 shkolim. Son, Gorin, and Yekev, so he doesn't hold like that. Only Reb Meir holds like that. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask on the bottom. Gemara is going to ask on the bottom of the Amma. So why does it say three things? Here. And the first wide line on Yud Zayin and Alma, Bishleim leRav Meir had to say Tzon Gor of the Yekev, Reikam goes on Tzon, Reikam goes on Gor, Reikam goes on Yekev, five shkolim, five shkolim, five shkolim, adds up to 15. Elo the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to the second and the third Tana, you have Gzera Shavet, then it means 30. You have Gzera Shavet means 50, and you're not saying it goes on each one. So why does it say three times? So it was going to work a whole discussion. The last 10 lines on the Alma. Why does it say three times? Tzonucham meGarnucham Yikvech. A different din. It tells him fine. So Rav Meir says five shkolim is reikam, and it's three times five is 15. And Rav Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And he says, the Sacha Kol Shloshim, Gzoshav Nisin Nisin. Rabbi Shimon says, rather than learn Nisina Nisina from Shloshim Shalevit, from Parshas Mishpatim, that the Shoramuot kills an Adam, you should learn, Poshim Pshat, you should learn Nisina Nisina from the Parsha of Erechin. What's the din of Erechin? If a person pledges, Dama Balai, I pledge, I want to donate to Hegdish the value of this person. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Erechin, you have to assess how much it's worth, Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk, as an Eved. That's the question. What kind of an Eved? An Eved Ibri or an Eved Knaini? Big Machlaikis. Rishonim, Rashi, and Taisis. The Gemara doesn't say. Gemara says, Shaman Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. That's if he says, Dama Balai. What if he says, Erko Alai? So then it depends whether it's a man or a woman and what age he is. So if he's younger than 30 days old, then Ein Erech Lepachas B'Man Chodesh. If it's between a month old and 5 years old, there's one amount, between 5 years old and 20, between 20 and 60, and above 60. So it's a different amount. So that's called Erechin. That's a din of Erechin. So they're different amounts. So the smallest Erech, I think, is 3 shkolim. For a girl, for a baby girl who's only a month old, I think the Erech is 3 shkolim. And if it's a boy who's a month old, the Erech is 5 shkolim, I think. And then different amounts. The highest amount, I'm over 60. So over 60, your value goes down. But in between 20 and 60, that's the highest amount. Over 60 is over the hill. But in between 20 and 60, so that's the highest amount. So for a man, it's going to be 50 shkolim. For a woman, it's going to be 30 shkolim. And they're different amounts, what age and whether it's a man or a woman. So the highest amount that you can give for Erechin is 50 shkolim. So that's what the Tana Reb Shimon Bachar, that's what the Tana Reb Shimon learns, the Gzereshov and Nisina, that over there it says Nisina by the Erechin, and over here it says Nisina. So that's how he established that it should be 50. So the Gemara throws it in a klal. It's a tricky klal. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. Whenever you're darshaning, and on the margin, on the right hand side of the Masoros HaShas, they tell you Chagigi Yud Zayin and Sukkin, Rosh Hashanah and Yuma and Chulin and Erechin, and a few places in Shas, this klal is applied. Whenever you have a drosha from a pasuk, and it's unclear how you're supposed to darshan, does it go on does it tell you a bigger chiddush or a smaller chiddush, a larger amount or a smaller amount? So one of the midrash turned into reshes bamis, tafasta meruba tafasta, tafasta muat loy tafasta. The question: what kind of a midah is that? What is it based on? So Taisus breaks the head in different mesichtas. Here they don't talk about it. Taisus in different mesichtas talks about it. I'll call upon the Gemara. Says there is such a klal. So the Gemara is bothered. How does Reb Shimon come up? Exereshova nesina nesina. He learns from Erechin to Ha'anoket, because the nesina here it says nesina there, and by Erechin is 50. What do you mean by Erechin is 50? It ranges from 3, if it's a baby girl who's between 1 month old and 5 years old, that's 3 shkolim, and the highest amount it can be if it's a man between the age of 20 and 60, that's the highest amount, that is 50. So what do you pick the biggest amount? Let's say the smallest amount, tafasta meruba loy tafasta tafasta muat tafasta. So the Gemara says no. In this new klal that applies in a few places in Shas, that if it's unclear how to darshan, they say tafasta meruba loy tafasta, but here there's an exception to the rule, because the pasuk says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis continues to quote the pasuk. So it sounds, the implication of the pasuk is that you should give extra. One Tana says if he was a very good Eved, and because of him the business flourished, then you mechuyev to give extra. So the Gemara says the mashmas of the pasuk, Hashem Beracha Hashem Elokecha, is to give extra. So this is an exception to the rule. Here you would not apply the rule to fast and Muruv Olot Tefast. Faker, if it's a toast of whether you should give 3 shkolim or 50 shkolim, so we go the Chumrah, Tefast and Muruv Olot Tefast. Because the Pasuk implies Hashem Beracha Hashem Elokecha. Wow.
He's talking about a man. Maybe that's why I picked it, because the comparison is to an Eved. For a woman
is less than for a man, by the Erechin is less, and here it's the same. A man or a woman, here it's going to be the same.
Okay.
I mean, why don't you say it should depend whether it's a Eved Ivri or Nama Ivriya? It's a good kasha. I don't know. But maybe that's also included in the pasuk. Hashem Biracha Hashem Alakecha. You say Tafasta Mruba Tafasta. Forget. Whatever that klal means, Tafasta Mruba Loi Tafasta, because it says here Hashem Biracha. So the Mashmos is Forget. You should give more. You should give the larger amount. So these are the three shittas in the Tanoim. It's a question which Tana should be paskin like. So usually Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Alachik Rav Yehuda. Usually whenever it's Machlok Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, usually Rav Meir loses. There were exceptions to the rule. We were talking the other day about Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, this is Kiddushin. More in the end of the second parak says that by Ma'aseh Sheni we pass like Rav Meir, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. Unlike the usual rule that we don't pass like him. So it's a toss-up. Should we pass like Rav Shimon? Or should we pass like Rav Yehuda? Should the Raman pass like Rav Yehuda? How did he know to pass like Rav Yehuda? Okay, that's a discussion. That's a discussion in the Nisa Kelim on the Ram. So the Gemara asks, if the Gzereshova is Nesina, Nesina, how does Reb Shimon know to learn from Erechin? It's a toss-up. Maybe I should learn. Reb Yehuda also says Nesina, Nesina. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, they both only have Gzereshova. They don't learn Rekam Rekam. They both seem to be learning Nesina and Nesina. So why does Reb Shimon learn Nesina and Nesina from Erechin? And then he has a toss-up. Should it be 3 or should it be 50? So he says, Asher Birachacha, but you should say Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, not to learn from Erechin. Learn from Shloshim Shalevet. Everything is Nesina and Nesina. Why don't you say on that also, Asher Birachacha? That's what Tosfos says. If the assumption is that the Gzeres Shavah is Nesina and Nesina, and there are two ways to learn Nesina and Nesina, either to learn from Shloshim Shalevet Nesina, like Rabbi Yehuda says, or to learn from Erechin 50 Shkolim. So you say Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, but the Gemara said it doesn't apply here because it says Shabirachacha. Shabirachacha tells you go to the most Chumra Dikin. So go to 50, don't go to 30. You had a Shaila. Why, if you're learning Gzeres Shavah from Erechin, why is it 50? Let it be 3. So the Gemara said, no, Shabirachacha. Shabirachacha tells you should be Davka Tafasta Meruba, not Tafasta Mu'at. So the same Shaila, if you're not sure what the long Gzeres Shavah from Shloshim Shalevet, the smaller amount, the larger amount, 50. The Merchants say you learn from the larger amount, the 50. Shebirachacha. So Tesis works on that kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know. So somehow the Gemara was bothered with the kasha. Gemara says, no. Gemara says, on the last narrow line, Reb Shimon, Micha, Micha, Gomar. Each Tana has a different Zereshov. Rashi explains, Enon and Dong Zereshov, Me'atzma, Elam, Ken Kibla, Me'i Rabbi. From all the Yudgim and Midash, I turn it Reshes Behem. Zereshov, you have to have a tradition. So the first Tana, Reb Meir learns Rekam Rekam. That's how he learned from Pidyon Aben. It says 5 Shkolim. Then it says, Tzonucha Megarnucha Mikvecho. So Rekam Antzoncha, Rekam Agarnucha Merekam Mikvecho. You have to give 3 times Pidyon Aben. The next Tana, Reb Yehuda learns Zereshov, Nesina Nesina. So how does he learn Nesina from Shloshim Shalevet? Fine, Shloshim Shalevet. Why doesn't he learn Nesina Nesina from Erechin? Because Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. And also Eved Me'eved Havelel Meila. And the third Tana Reb Shimon, if he would be learning, if his tradition would have been like Reb Yehuda, then it's Nesina Nesina, he would have also agreed that it's Shloshim. He has a different Gzeres Shavah. Micha Micha, a different Gzeres Shavah. So Micha Micha, so that's only from Erechin, that the word Chiyamach Echicha doesn't appear by Shloshim Shalevet. So he just has a toss-up, should it be 3 or 50? So he says, Tafasta Meruba Tafasta, because Hashem Beirachacha Hashem Alakech. Okay. That's the whole Daf Gemara. So this is a tricky Mida here. We don't know too much about the Mida Shatarin Idreshes Bam. This one is episode. Tosfos works hard on this, and other Masichtas. How do you understand Tosfos? In Sukkah and other places. How do you understand this claw? Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mo Tafasta. Right. So there are 3 shittas, and the Rama passed like the middle shita, centrist orthodox. Why does he pass like Reb Yehuda? Okay, you don't pass like Reb Meir. I'm not a loch of Reb Yehuda. Maybe you should pass like Reb Shim. So that's there's a Mishnah that talks about that. How did the Rama know to pass like Reb Yehuda? Okay. So then the Gemara has later. Okay. on the first wide line. So the Gemara says, "Vayta b'shlem derame hanadich said some garbi yekev." He put rekam on each one, adds up to 15 shkolim. Yeah. Why does Rav Meir say adds up to 15? We can do the arithmetic on our own. The Gemara asks. Rav Meir minyan also lashmina. Rav Meir is teaching us arithmetic. That 3 times 5 is 15. He doesn't have to tell us that it's rekam is 5. And it says 3 times 15. Gemara says, then hokam ashmalon. The sum total should be a minimum of 50 shkolim. You don't have to give dafke 5 shkolim worth of tzencha, 5 shkolim worth of garnacha, 5 shkolim of yikvecha. Give a little of that, little of that. You can give all of one. Give has to be a sum total of 15 shkolim, just like the second and the third tanoim say. A sum total of 30, a sum total of 50. So the first tanoim has a sum total of 15. And you don't have to give. For the Yalfusat purposes, to establish how much, has to say tzanducha megarnacha meikvecha. But bottom line, you don't have to really give any of those. You can give other stuff also. So the Gemara asks, according to the other Tanaim, though, shleim the Rameh hadach said tzan garam liyekev. El, the Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon, why does it say it all tzan garam liyekev? The Gemara, l'boi lo l'kei tanya. What does it say? Locho, one would think, lo yehu meni kemel tzan garam liyekev. That's all. He can't give anything. As Menai, the Rabbis called up, he can give other things as well. Tamlam sheberachu Hashem alakecha. Sheberachu means anything. Main came out tamlam tzan garam liyekev. Lo yemelach, Matzon karam liyekev miyuchadim sheyeshnam bichlal bracha av kol sheyeshnam bichlal bracha. What does that mean? Yotzu ksafim. To be rich and have a lot of money in the bank is not a blessing. What's wrong? Bracha means to have lodus. You can't plant the money in the ground. Money doesn't grow in the trees. Well, it doesn't grow from the ground. So you can't plant it and have it grow. You have to have sown, gives birth to lodus and grapes. And Yekev, okay, and Gorin, if you plant it in the ground, it's going to grow. That's called bracha. Then it can be moiled. But the money, Yotzuk Safin, the first Tana says, Divi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon tells that the Kesev is not Bechlal bracha. You have to give whatever. Reb Shimon happens to hold that it's 50 shkolim. So you shouldn't give 50 shkolim by check or by cash. You should give 50 shkolim. Pratis can't, mules can't have lotus, but money can have lotus. If you invest the money, I have $1,000, I invest, I get back $2,000. So it is moilid. It's not moilid that it doesn't give lotus, but you can get rebach. You can get rebach from it. So that's a machloikas hatanoi. So Reb Shimon holds money is not ain't a bechlal bracha, but pratis are bechlal bracha, even though the pratis can give birth of lotus, but they get fatter and fatter and fatter. Reb Shimon holds praetus mishapcham bigufayu. So that's called yeshna mechalal bracha. The praetus is born as a little baby, then it grows bigger, bigger, bigger. So that he holds that it is called mechalal bracha. Even though it's treifin, you can't eat it, but it's still mechalal bracha. Reb Lezer ben Yankov holds the ksofim bavid behuiska. The ksofim is called yeshna mechalal bracha. So it's a machloikis. The Rambam passing is that kesef is not. You see the tzion in the Rambam. The Rambam says kesef and clothing is not bechlal bracha, because that's not called. Only things that can grow. So let's say I'll buy him. I don't know what the din is over here. If I'll buy him $1,000 worth of meat, that's no good. Because meat you can't plant in the ground; it's not going to grow. I have to give him dafka live animals. That's what it sounds like. You can't give him a life supply of meat. A life supply of chalas, food. Food is not bechlal bracha. You have to give him the raw stuff. The gorin and the yekev, things that you can plant in the ground. I don't know, that's what it sounds like. I'm not sure. That's what it sounds like. It has to be bechlal bracha. This itself can grow to develop into something else. Shai. Then the Gemara says, so why do you need all the three mishalim? Tzon gorin, yekev, and tzvichel. Because I wanted tzon, have a man who would have thought mistakenly, balachai man gduli karkaloi. Only by the chayim, because Rachman Gorin, I would have thought have a mini gedulei karka and by the chayim loy. So that's why I need both. That's why I need tzon and gorin. What do you need? Yekev. Yekev is the same. Yekev. Gorin is when you remove the psolus from the oichel by the grain, and yekev is where you remove the psolus from the oichel and you make wine. So they're both gedulei karka. They're both gedulei karka, they're both bechlal bracha. So when you need two examples of the same thing, the both gedule karpni eshtem b'chal bracha. Mara says that word yekev, that's b'mayla. Mayla l'mute k'safim, l'mal l'mute predes. That's the machlokes ha'tanaim on the last one. The first two words, son and goren, to teach you that yeshlo b'chal bracha zida balachayim o gedule karka. And the third word yekev is l'mute something. Okay. Shai. And who gets a hanoke? So we had before, the Gemara says. One might have thought mistakenly, that's on the third wide line on Tezayin on the base. Because in the Chumash, that's all it says, Yotze B'Sheish. How do you know Yotze B'Yovel? So also you get. Yotze B'Simonim, she also gets. Yotze B'Simonim, she also gets. But she has to give it to the father. If the father's still alive, she has to give the hanoke to the father. Because what if she's Yotze B'Misas? Then anything more was discussing on the top of Tezayin and Beis. Rish Lakish came up with this wild Chiddush that the Gemara rejected. It was not accepted. Rish Lakish said a Chiddush. The father sells the daughter as an Amar Avir, and the father dies before Sheish, so the daughter is Yotze with the Misas Ha'av. The Gemara finally says, we don't accept Rish Lakish. We have no support from any Braisi. We have a Braisi that's Mufurish against him. Tiyufta, the Rish Lakish, Tiyufta, so we don't accept the Rish Lakish. So let's say, if the din would have been like Rish Lakish, that the girl would be Yotze, be Misa Sa'av, so she would get Hanukkah, yeah. But the Gemara said, we don't pass them like that, yeah. What the girl is Yotze, be Misa Sa'odain, that's how the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says, Misa, we're not talking about Misa Sa'odain. The Gemara says, Adav Shein Lo Kitzva, that's what we're not talking about. Let's say the Odon dies. We had an evidence of Avodas Habein, then Avodas Habas. That's all the whole Gemara on Amud Beis, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Evidivri doesn't, you can't sell an evidivri, and therefore it doesn't go Birusha. But there's another din of Kom Tachtov. Kom Tachtov is the Achuzo, Kom Tachtov for what else? For Yud. Different things. Abein and Kom Tachtov has Avodas. For Yibam purposes, another din of Kamtakta. So the Gemara says, Evidivri, Evidus Habein, and Evidus Habas, that's a din of Kamtakta. A Nirtza is Ein Evid, Loyas Habein, Loyas Habas. That's what the Gemara has over here on Tezayin Amibes, and it's repeated again on Yud Zayin Amibes. And in Amoybe is Ein Evidus, Loyas Habein, Loyas Habas. Also not. Also not. So let's say the Odon dies. An Eved is a Nirtza, and the Odin dies. Or the girl is an Amarviya, and the Odin dies. So they go free. So they bright. So the Gemara said, they get Hanukkah. They get Hanukkah. Who gives Hanukkah? The Odin is dead. Who gives Hanukkah? So the Yorshim give the Hanukkah. The Yorshim give the Hanukkah from the mama that the Yarshim from the father. That's based on Sheba and Chasim. So the Achrayim are bothered with the Kasha in Chosha Mishpat. The Achrayim are bothered with the Kasha, the Tumim and the Tzoyis, it's a little bit the Shach there, they all raise an issue. There's a Machloikis, we had it on Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Machloikis Amoraim at least, Machloikis Tanoim Amoraim, where the Shibura derais, the Shibura lab derais. What does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Thomas quoted, there are two kinds of Shibura, the Shibura Gufin and Shibura Chos. So Shibura Guf, we assume, is derais. There was one opinion that even Shibura Guf is lab derais. Priyas Balchai Mitzvah, it's a religious act to pay a debt. We don't pass like that. The guy says, I don't believe in the whole Torah, we're still going to make him pay the debt. Not only because Kofen Allah Mitzvah, he doesn't believe in Mitzvah, so what are you going to help Kofen Allah Mitzvah? He doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. You're Kofen because he owes the money. We say that's a Shibur, a Shibur Aguf, he owes money. So Shibur Aguf for sure we assume is the right. So what about Shibur Nechosin? If the Loiva dies, do you have the right to collect from the Yorshim? So the din is yes, you can't collect. Is that the Raisa or is that the Rabbana? That the Shiva Nechosim, or if the Loiva sold his karka to the Lukuchas, that the Malva can collect from the Lukuchas. Is that Shiva Nechosim? Is that the Raisa or is that Lav the Raisa? That's a big machloikis, that's the Shach, a long Shach, in Simon Lametes, he quotes a long list of Rishonim, around 10 Rishonim on this side, 10 Rishonim on that side, he passed on Sveke the Dina, with the Shiva Nechosim, Shibura the Raisa, Shibura Lav the Raisa. Not too much Nafkeminis. Very slight nafkaminis, but that's a big machloikas. So the tumim and the ksois and all the noise and kelim, they're all bothered with the kasha. It's a beferish of rice over here. The Odon dies, and the Amahivriya is Yotze, the Misa, so Odon, the Eved Nirtza. goes free, the Odin dies and is not Ein Eved, Lo Yisab Ben, Lo Yisab Bas. When he goes free, or the Eved Ivri, the Odin dies by an Eved Ivri, there is no Ben, there's only a Bas. So he goes free. When he goes free, so it says he collects Hanukkah, he collects from the Yorshim. So isn't it a befeirish psukim? The Gemara doesn't have from psukim here. That you have to pay Hanukkah. Isn't that on the assumption that Shibura deraisa? If Shibura love deraisa, the Yorshim don't have to pay? So the Achrenim say, no. Shibura deraisa means if the Leiva dies, you collect from the Yorshim, if the Yorshim got assets, Birusha, from the father. Here, even if the father died, the Adon who died, and the Eved is Yisrael Cheres, the father has no assets at all. The children are mechuyev to pay. It's a chiv that begins on the children. It's not because of Shiva Nechosin. They don't have to yarshen anything from the father. The father dies, he's penniless. The father dies, the Eved is Yisrael Cheres, and the children have to give Hanukkah. It's a chiv that begins with the children. That's quite an interesting chiddush.
Then that creates the
chiyuv
for them to be
mine. He doesn't become an eved of the children. Let's say, so the nirtza ain't eved lo yisad bein v'lo yisad bas. So an eved before sheish is up, eved is bein v'lo yisad bas. There is no bein. There's only bas. So the odin dies. So the eved is yotze lecheres b'misas ha'odin. So the eved doesn't go. There's no yerusha. There's no kom tachtov. So the eved goes free. So the Torah starts, usually the Chiyuv Hanukkah is Chal on the Adam. Here the Chiyuv begins with the Yorshim, not because the Yorshim. They didn't Yorshim a penny from the father. The father was a Dreka. He bought an Eved Ivri, to go invest my money. Then he dies penniless. He has no money. Yeah, the Eved Ivri used to make phone calls from him, a Drey, Yahin, and a Her, and he got nowhere. The father dies, he's penniless, and the Eved Ivri doesn't go the Yerusha to the children because he has no Bain. Or he's a Nirtza, or he's an Amo Ivriya. So the children who should have Yarshin, but they don't Yarshin, there's no Kom Tachtam, and there's no Yerusha. The children have a Chiv to give Hanukkah. Woo! That's fascinating.
Yeah,
he never worked for them. He was never their Eved. He was an Eved to the father. They didn't do anything. The father was a crackpot. The father bought an Eved Ivri. He had no assets at all. And he had the Eved Ivri make phone calls and everything. And then he dies penniless. So the poor children have to pay Hanukkah 50 shkolim. Wow. 30 shkolim, 50 shkolim, 15 shkolim, whatever.
Huh?
That's what the Achrayim, that's what the Tumim assumes, the Ksois quotes the Tumim, that's what they assume. It's not based on Shibura Deraisa. It's not based on Shibura Deraisa. It's Sachiv Hanukkah, it's Chal on the Yorshim.
We call that a Shibura
Gov? Yeah. Shibud Aguf begins on the Yorshim. Yeah. Now the Gemara has on the second line from the top, on Yud Zayin Beis. Tana Rabbanan, another Braisa. Hashem Beracha Hashem Elokecha. So the Pasuk says you should give Hanukkah because the Eved was so helpful to the Adon that his business flourished with the assistance of the Eved. Yochel, one might mistakenly think, if the business succeeded because of the Eved, then you have a chiv to give Hanukkah. If the business did not flourish because of the Eved, you don't give Hanukkah. Why do you dash a Hanik Tanik Nikomakam? Because there's a machlekes where the Dibur Torah Kodesh Shemir Yadam, Allah Dibur Torah Kodesh Shemir Yadam. When the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, does every single word have to mean something? People talk extra words, so the Hakadosh Baruch Hu dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu with extra words. So that's a big machlekes. So this Tana holds Hanik Tana Kefok. Whenever you have Lashonis Kfulim, you darshan Hanik Tanik Mekomakam. Even Lonis Baruch Habayis Beklola. Imke Matano and Shebirachcha. What is there Shebirachcha? So the answer is the 15 or the 30 or the 50 shkolim. That's only a minimum. You always have to give that. If it wasn't as Baruch Habayis Beglol, if because of this Eved the whole business flourished, then you got to give him more. Then you have to give him more. The next time it disagrees, no, you only have a chiv to give Manoch if he was such a wonderful Eved Ivri that the business flourished because of him. If he wasn't such an asset to the business, you don't have an obligation to give hanukkah. But he darshan the loshen hanik tanik to lishan is kfulim. He likens up. So they will talk to Hashem and Yod. Rav Lozman and Azari hold that the Torah has repeated a lot of words. You don't necessarily have to darshan everywhere. So they have all the cross reference on the sides. That big makhlek is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds sometimes you have a whole pasuk is repeated for one din. You don't have to darshan every word in the pasuk. We don't assume like that. We assume like Rabbi Akiva. Lo debatok and shamari odma. Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated chumash Moshe Rabbeinu. Every letter has a meaning. Every word, every letter, every phrase has some meaning. So we do darshan. Hanik tanik mikomakam. Nasin titen b'sarach tiftach. Whenever you have the shanis kfulim, we always darshan. Then the Gemara quotes all the dinim. This we knew all along. Tanah Rabban, Levi, Avodas Rabbeinu, and Avodas Abbas. It's not a din of Yerusha. If it would be a din of Yerusha, it would be if there's no son or daughter. It's a din of Kom Tachto. Amar Vi, Ein Avodas Leis Rabbein, V'Leis Abbas. We mentioned that Yerushalmi has a braisa. Amar Vi, Avodas Abbas, V'Leis Rabbein. But we don't accept that. We pass like the Babli. Ein Avodas Leis Rabbein, V'Leis Abbas. Anirza, Animkalov, Kham, Ein Avodas Leis Rabbein, V'Leis Abbas. Same as Amar Vi, it doesn't go be Yerusha, and there's no din of Kom Tachto. Amar Ma, they quote back the braisa. How do you know that that's true? The Torah Rabbanu, you bought him as an Eved. He works for you for sheish, but he doesn't go birush. Zog the brayse atoyim loyas hayoresh, ain el loyas habein. Maybe even the son. Not think shem sheish shanim yavod is the reaper. Hare bein amur. If the odin dies, he does work for the bein. The sheish amani mekayim avotcha velo leacher. That goes with Loli Yosh. A chilek between the Bain and the Yoli Yosh. A Bain is a din of Kom Tachtav, a separate din. Like a Bain Megalech on the Zira Soviv, it's not a din. He doesn't Yarshin. He can't Yarshin. It's not a din of Yerusha. It's a din of Kom Tachtav. Why do you say that the Kom Tachtav is only on the Bain? Maybe it's on the brother. The Gemara name, Marbani Yosabin, she can't Kom Tachtav Soviv, the Yado. But there's a din of Yud HaBain. The din of steachus that we discussed already. Adar Rabbi Feg Markasha, Mabani Yisach Shken Kam Tachas Ochiv Liyibum. That's Kam Tachtav over there. So on the one hand, the Bain is Kam Tachtav for two things. Liyadav Lesteachus. We said a third thing. Bain Galach on Zira Soviv. Three things. But the Bryce only mentions these two. Liyadav Lesteachus. Then the Gemara Adar Rabbi. But the bain is, but the ach is kam tachta for yibum, so it's a toss up. So the Gemara said the Brayse answers no. Klum yesh yibum, rachim shein bain, or yesh bain ain yibum. So therefore the bain is kam tachta. That's the end of the Brayse. Now the Gemara asks the kasha if it's a toss up, whether to say who's the kam tachta? Who's the kam tachta by the evidence? Should it be the brother or should it be the bain? So he said klum yesh yibum, rachim shein bain, or yesh bain ain yibum. So the bain is more kam tachta. And if you wouldn't have argued like that, but it's two against one, so why not say the two similarities are stronger than the one similarity? And it's really three, because Abay Megalech on the Zira Sovib, the others are not. So the Gemara is the Kashim. Time of the Ika, how Pircha, the only reason why you don't say the Ach should be kam tachta, of that Ebedu Ebedu Sa'ach, they know Ebedu Sa'bain, because then it would have said the och is Yorish as Eved Ivri, he's Kom Tachta. There are two similarities. There are two cases where the Bain is Kom Tachta. There's only one case where the Ach is Kom Tachta. So why don't you say it's more Bain than it is Ach? So the Gemara says no. How did you establish that? That if a person was magdish as teachuzah, if a person buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, so when it comes Yovel, he's going to go back to the original owner. So he only owns a field until Yovel. So let's say it's 10 years to go before Yovel. So I magdish the field, when it comes Yovel, I can't donate to Agdish more than I have myself. When it comes Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. If I would have added it, it would go back to the original owner. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So if I donate it to Agdish, it also going to go back. What if I own it? It's Deachuzah. It's not going to go back to anybody. I own the field. I'm not going to lose it when it comes in Kippur Shabbos. So when I donate it to Hegdish, Hegdish can keep it. So the din is when the so if I buy it back, if I donate it to Tegdish and I buy it back, then it reverts back to become a steachuza. So I keep it. But if im lo yigal asasode, if the if a magdish lo yigal asasode, the one who is magdish it does not buy it back. Machar asasode li shachan, the gizbe sells it li shacher to a different person. So he keeps it until Yovel, when it comes Yom Kippur, so Yovel then mischalekes lekohanim. Then they divide it among the kohanim. So the Gemara has a din, habein mamid steachuza la'aviv. If the father was magdish steachuza, and the father didn't want it, the father didn't buy it back, and then the son buys it back, so the son is an ishacher. The son should be considered an ishacher. So the Gemara says, no, the son buys it, and then the father dies, so it's considered, you know, if the father doesn't die, it doesn't matter. So the bain is mamitz de'achuzah li'aviv. It does not mischalekes l'kan biyad. That's how the Gemara in Darshan's the Pesukim Mechumash. So that's not a din of Yerusha. That's not a din of Yerusha. That's a bain is not called mochas li'ishacher l'achev alo le'bain. A bain is not called an ishacher. It's a din of ha'bain kom tachasaviv. So the Gemara says in Erechin, and that din itself, how do you know machas sadali shach laach velo lebein? Maybe he's ach velo laach. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be laach velo laach, because the bein is kom tachasaviv leyiud. So the Gemara says, but the ach is kom tachasaviv leyibum. So why do you say ach velo lebein? Maybe say ach velo laach. So the Gemara says, no, klum yeshivim al mach mashayim bein. A yesh bein. So really the bain is more komtachtav even for the Yibum. Even the parasha of Yibum, the bain is more komtachtav than the ach is. So that's what the Gemara says. Steachuz gufa mehai time mehai percha hudu konafkalei letana. How did you establish that by steachuz the bain is komtachzav, maybe the ach is komtachzav? Mochasad lishach lach below the bain, maybe it's lach below the ach. So he said no, because the bain is more komtachtav than the father. What do you mean more komtachtav? Is come tachtav liyud, but the ach is come tachtav liyibum, so it's one against one. Mara says, no, klumi yeshivim al mokum shein day. But if not for that argument, you wouldn't have been able to establish that the steachuza, the bain has come tachtav. That's what we ask, but you have the din by, he's megaleach on the zero sub. So why did the Gemara say it's 1-1? It's 2-1. I don't know. The Gemara somehow didn't mention that. Yeah, so that's in the Minchas Chinuch has a long arich. Is there two different, is it one din of Yerusha? Is it another din? This is not a din. Let's say a man dies and he leaves no children, so the wife needs chalitza yibum. He does need children, so there's no need for chalitza yibum. So it's a din of Yerusha. What do you mean Yerusha? He's dead. What, the Yarsh and the father's chiz considers if the father's still alive. Father's not alive, he's dead. So it's not a din of Yerusha. It's a din. A ben kam tachasavim. It's a different word. It's a different word. At the same time, ben megaleach on the zero sub. It's not a normal din of Yerusha. Mara says, B'chor doesn't get Pishnaim over there because it's not a din of Yerusha. So here also, this is the new separate parsha. Kom tachtav. A new parsha of kom tachtav. Okay. So Nachamal, so what's the din? Ebed Ivri, Abinus HaBein, V'loyas HaYerish. Then the Gemara continues, Amo Hevriya, Ein Avedus, V'loyas HaBein, V'loyas HaBad. The Gemara says, all based on Pesukim. Shoy. V'nan Emili, Amar HaPado, D'Yama Krov, Afla Moschot HaSekein, Ikisha hakosuv lenirza, man nirza. I have it less aben, less abas. Alvam reben, it's less aben, less abas. How do you know that the nirza? How do you know the nirza? That's the Gemara later. 1-4 wide line. A nirza, anim kelav kham, and I have it less aben, less abas. How do you know? How do you know? So the Gemara quotes everything. Nirza dichsiv, v'ratzah danim sazam maratzev, avado v'lo leben. Shai. Also not. Fine. So the Gemara has all these psukim. They establish everything. The nirtza nimka la'akam and amo hivri and avedis les ha'ben v'les ha'bas. And Ebed-Ivri, before sheish, Ebed-Ivri, if he's a nirtza already, then ain't avedis les ha'ben v'les ha'bas. But the Ebed-Ivri before sheish, if the odin dies, then avedis ha'ben v'ain avedis ha'bas. And the Gemara had beferish. There's a din of Ha'anoka. There's a din of Ha'anoka. Whenever Misa Sa'odon, that was on the top of Tezayin Bay. Whenever you have Misa Sa'odon, so then there's a din of Ha'anoka. The Malbim had the Minchas Chinuch has a bit of a discussion. The Malbim has then have in the new editions of the Minchas Chinuch, so they have footnotes on the bottom. Very nice. So in the footnotes they quote that the Malbim claims he has an interpretation in a sifrei on Parshas Re'ei. Misa Sa'odon is Moitzi the Eved before Sheish if there's no Bain. So the Odin dies and there's no Bain, so he goes free. So the Malbim has an interpretation in the Sifrei that you don't give Hanukkah there. Why not? If an Amavriya the Odin dies, she does get Hanukkah. And if an Eved Nirtza the Odin dies, he does get Hanukkah. So the Odin dies within Sheish. And he has no Bain, he only has a Bas. So why shouldn't he get Hanukkah over there? So you have to stand on your head to give an explanation. Min Haschinuch writes a double portion, of course he gets Hanukkah. And Haschinuch writes, of course he gets Hanukkah. And the footnotes in the new editions, they quote, they tell you, go look, and the Malbim has some kind of an interpretation why it's not the same. The Pashtus is like the Min Haschinuch, that he should get Hanukkah. Sure.
That's in the prohibition of Malbim?
Yeah. The Malbim HaChumash is a commentary on the Sifrei and a commentary on Chumash. So he claims that the Sifrei, he interprets that the Sifrei says that. That if the Odin dies before Sheish and there's no Bain, there's only a Bas, and the Eved goes free, the Din of the Gemara goes free, so then there will be no Hanukkah. Why should it be different? If the Nirtza, the Odin dies, he does get Hanukkah. Yeah.
The Rambam has a lasha and he says that it has to be dafka kisa shulchanim chavshi, but if it's not a case of kisa shulchanim chavshi, then there's no hanaka. So it sounds like it has to actually be the Adon has to send him free. But if he just dies, he's not sending him free.
But the Gemara says misa sa Adon, you do get hanaka. Gemara said before on the top of Tezayin base, misa sa Adon, you do get hanaka. How come it wasn't mentioned? Because ain't lo kitzva. But that's what the Gemara said. So the Malbim restricts it. That's only Misa Sa'odim by an Amo Hebriya, or Misa Sa'odim by a Nirtza. But Misa Sa'odim before Sheish, so Ovedus HaBein and Ovedus HaBas. So if there's no Bain, then you don't give Hanukkah. Why not? Why is it different from the other two Misa Sa'odim? Misa Sa'odim by Nirtza, Misa Sa'odim by Amo Hebriya. The Gemara said you do get Hanukkah. Pashtus is like the Min Haschino. You should get Hanukkah, yeah. Only where there is a Bain. So let's say the Nirtza, the Odin dies, and there's no Bain, there's only a Bas, the Takanat. That would be a Chiddush. Could be that's the answer. I don't know. The Pashtus is like the Minchas Chinuch. There should be. Malbim was a Goyin HaGoyinim. Malbim was one of the Gedolei Hador in his generation. Yeah. The Malbim originally wrote a chibur on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a commentary. What's it called? Arts HaSachaim. And he went for Haskomis. He went. So they say that the story goes, he went to the Chasam Sofer for a Haskoma. And he spoke. He was there for Shabbos. He spoke in Arni. He was very taken by him. And then Matzoi Shabbos, they didn't have any lights in the shul. So Matzoi Shabbos, it was dark, and the whole Shabbos he was sitting next to the Chassam Sofer and Shul. So Matzoi Shabbos, by mistake, he sat in his seat. Sat in the Chassam Sofer seat. So one of the Balabatim walked over and he said, young man, you're sitting in the rabbi's seat. And he was in a daze. He didn't know. He said, what do you say? So the Chassam Sofer said, leave him there. So when he realized what happened, that he was sitting in the rabbi's seat, he took it as if he had given him a curse. Leave him there. And from that time on, he didn't grow anymore in learning in halacha. Then he switched to Tanakh. That's what happened. They said because of that curse of the Samsa. That's how they tell over the story. So they actually told over the story. Yanka Kamenetsky told over the same story. Apparently, it's a story that's floating around. The Gemara says, when you come to be Menachem Oval, so the Oval doesn't have to stand up even if the Talmud Chacham comes in. But if he does stand up, so you don't say, you can sit down. You can sit down, sounds like you can continue sitting Avelis. Shouldn't say that. So that's what the Chassam said. That's what the Malban took it when the Chassam said he told him, leave him there. He felt as if it was sort of a curse, Shalai B'Kavana, that he should stay in that level of learning. But he was considered one of the great Gedolei HaRoa of his generation. Mishneh Berurah quotes the Arzach Chaim all the time, till it conks out, till the Sefer ends. It doesn't go that far, it just goes till the end of the Hilchos Tzitzis, I think that's all. Yeah. So the Gemara learns out everything from the Pesukim. How do you know that Animka La'akum doesn't go B'Yerushim L'Zal Dino Kom Tachtov Amacheski Amakor V'chishun Kaneh V'lohim Yorshi Kaneh? Okay, so now the Gemara starts a new topic. There is a din of Yerusha by Jews. If a Jew dies, his assets go to Yerusha to the children. The implication of the drasha is that usually a Nochri would Yarshin from his father, but David Ivri is an exception to the rule. Nimka la'akum, and the father dies, so the Yarshim do not. Eved Ivri doesn't go be Yerusha. Just like he can't sell an Eved Ivri, so he doesn't go be Yerusha, there's a din of Komtachta. But Komtachta is only if Nimkalachman, there's no din that the children are Komtachta, even a Bain is not. But the inference is, the inference is, the Isle Yarshim, that's his Bokar. On the next daf, take a look at the second line from the top, Yud Chesem and Aleph. Pchia bar Rav and Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said the same as Rav, but a different mocker. Rabbi Yechanan was way before Rav. Rav was a few generations later. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. He says, Avakam Yorsh and Savat Dotar Dichsiv, Ki Yerusha Liesav Nasati is Har Seir. The descendants of Mesav, Yarshan from the father. So you see that by Goyim there's a din of Yerusha. Frek de Gemar, how can you prove? How can Rabbi Yechanan prove in that posuk that there's a din of Yerusha by Goyim? Dilma Yisrael Mumma Shiny Esav's parents were Jewish. Yankov and Esav were twins. They were twins. So Yankov was Jewish. The assumption is that Esav is also Jewish. He wasn't. He was Ovid Avodah. Dilma Yisrael Mumma Shiny. So Kosav, he's Jewish. So the Gemara says Elam Eichacha. No, different pasuk. He lived Neilot and Satis or Yerusha. Lot is not a descendant from Avram Yitzchak. Yankov, he's not Jewish. So you see that there's Yerusha. Sure. So truth of the matter, we assume Yank and Esav were twins, same father, same mother. Okay, they weren't identical twins. They were not identical twins. Esav was he's cholok. Esav is ish seir. They were not identical twins. They didn't look the same, but they were twins. But the pasuk says that the halacha that we have now, that if a couple has a Jewish couple, a father and a mother have children, all the children are Jewish. That was nischadish. That's called mitos shleim. All of your children are Jewish. By Lubavitch, mitos shleim means that all of your children are Lubavitch. And in the Gemara, mitos shleim means all the children are Jewish. So this chiddush that all the children are Jewish, that only began after the days of Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu had one son who was Jewish. Ki be Yitzchok, ki kor lachazer. Only Yitzchok, not the others. Then the Gemara says in the Dorin, ki be Yitzchok, v'lo kol Yitzchok. That only Yitzchak and not the other brothers, and only part of Yitzchak. Yaakov was the son of Yitzchak, and Esav was a twin brother. Esav was not Jewish. He wasn't the Yisrael Mumer. The Gemara is saying a suggestion. How can you prove? So the Gemara says, V'dilma Yisrael Mumer Shine. Maybe Esav was Yisrael Mumer. The truth is, he's not Yisrael Mumer. He was a Nochri. He's not considered Jewish. Yitzchak was not Mitos Shleim. His twin sons were not both Jewish. Yaakov was Jewish, and Esav was not Jewish. So this is a hava mina, but it's not correct lahalacha. Esav was not Yisrael Mum. So the Gemara, okay, you have a different pasuk. If you're not happy with that pasuk, give you a different pasuk. But the truth of the matter is that the first pasuk is a good mocker also. What's the din? The dinim of Yerusha are not exactly the same. There's a din of Yerusha by the Nochrim, but it's not the same. There's no din of Pinishnayim. There's no din of Ben Kaidim Labas. Ben Abbas Yerushim Keachas. The boys and the girls yarshin equally, and the b'chor doesn't get pishnayim. Those dinim that the bain is kaidim labas, where's a Rashi here? It's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah. It's a Rashi somewhere points it out. That the dinim of Yerusha are not exactly the same. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says that the early Christians, they were all Jewish, the early Christians used to paskin like Dinei ben Enoyach, that the bain abbas yarshim ka'achas. The Gemara has a whole agarata there. that I think Rabbi Gamliel and his sister came to a Din Torah. A strange story. They went to a Din Torah to a judge who was an early Christian. So she wanted to get an equal share of Yerusha, so she gave the judge some big sheichat in advance. So the judge, she gave him a menorah or something. I forgot already the whole story. So the judge passed in her favor. Yeah, the Bein Abbas Yoshin Kachas. Then Rabbi Gamliel realized that he passed against the din, so he gave him a bigger sheichat. So they came to the Din Torah the next day, and after Rabbi Gamliel gave a sheichat, so the judge, the Christian judge, said, well, I made a mistake yesterday. The din is only the son gets the whole Yerusha. So Rabbi Gamliel's sister said, well, what about the menorah that I gave you? What about the menorah? Rabbi Gamliel says, but what about the diamond ring? Whatever, each one. So they were showing all of the people what a faker the judge was, that he passed, whoever gives sheikha, that's what he passed. But you see from that Gemara that that by the Christians they used to follow the Dine B'nai Noach. By the B'nai Noach, the din is a Deben Abbas Yoshim Ka'achas, and the Pchor doesn't get Pishnai. The dinim of Yerusha is slightly different. Yeah. Maybe relevant la'alocha. All right, we'll have to. But the dinim of Yerusha not exactly the same. Maybe relevant la'alocha. So you have, they both say the same thing. Rava says it based on this pasuk. That's how you can infer that akum yorish is over. Rabbi Yechanan learns either from Kirusha Leis from the Satis Haseir, or if you not, or if you think maybe Esau was Yisrael Mumar, which he wasn't. He wasn't Yisrael at all. So it says, Kilev Neilot and Sati Yisrael Yerusha. Then the Gemara says, what's the difference? Gemara says, Rabchia by Ravin, here on the top. What is it? Five lines, six lines from the top of Yud Ches. Rabchia by Ravin, my time Lamaki Ravin. Why doesn't he learn out from this Pasuk? It's a good Rasha. Chishim Kaleim Lam Yarsha Konehu. We need that anyway. You need that Rasha to tell you that. You have to say that Rosh. So don't you see Derech Agav that there is a din of Yerusha by Nochrim? So he says, no. The Gemara asks, Rabchia Barav, my time, Lomakar, why doesn't he hold him that? So he says, Miksiv Chishman Alenka Yoshikaneh. You can't prove anything from that person. Maybe there's no din Yerusha at all by the Bnei Noach. Maybe it's not that evident. Maybe it's an exception to the rule. Ain't Evid Leis Abayim Leis Abbas. Maybe Bechlal there's no din of Yerusha. You can't prove anything. My time by Ravin. Why doesn't Rava learn out? He can think so with Rava's pasuk. Why doesn't Rava learn out? Ki liv neidalot and sati asor Yerusha. Mara said, maybe Mishum quoted the Avram Shani. Maybe because Lot hung around Avram, so maybe that's an exception to the rule. Maybe Meikra din, there's no Yerusha at all by Bnei Noach. Just like by us, a Gershom Eis Meili Yoshim, his property becomes Hefker. So maybe by Bnei Noach, whenever someone dies, the property becomes Hefker. Maybe it doesn't go of Yerusha. Ayit says ki Yerusha liyes. Ayit says ki liv loit nasati asar Yerusha. Maybe that's an exception to the rule. Mishum quoted Avraham Avinu because Lot was hanging around Avraham Avinu. Maybe that's why the Rabban Shlomo made an exception to the rule. So each one has a different pasuk, but it boils down to the same thing. Bottom line, they both had a tradition that Akum is Yerusha saviv dvarter. The din is that he does get Yerusha, but it's an Eben Ivri is ain't Eben Leis Abem Leis Abbas. There's no din of Kamtachto by them, and it doesn't, the Abidimi doesn't go Yerusha. Sure. That's the Gemara. Now goes the famous Gemara. Right here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the last 10 lines. So the Gemara quotes, after Rava says, Hakam Yerusha Sovid Vat Torah Shenemar, then the Gemara says, Ger is a Ovi Kochavim. You have a Goyisha family, So he says, Benatora, he doesn't get. Geras of Kamein and Bevitera and Medivere Sefim. Benatora, she doesn't get the Yerusha, but Medirabana, she gets the Yerusha. Hefke Bezna Hefke, they can make whatever takpanas they want. Why Benatora doesn't get Yerusha? Because Geras and his guy could cut and shenoyla dummy. Geras and his guy could cut and shenoyla the dummy. Yeah, where do we apply this rule? We apply it to Yerusha, that the Ger does not Yarsh and the father Benatora. The kurva is broken off. Then where else do you have a Yevamos? Let's say a brother and a sister both converted and Menatora, they can marry each other. It's not considered it's not considered a brother and a sister anymore. Let's say two brothers convert. So Adi Pasalaidas. And Gemara says Menatora they koshalaidas. So a brother and a sister converted, so Menatora they're allowed to marry, but Midirabana they're not permitted to marry. for two different reasons. Tosfos has all arichas there, and Sanhedrin and Yavam is two different reasons why they gear. Shenizgar is not allowed to marry his sister. What about two brothers convert? Menatar the koshelaitis, and Gemara said Yavam is even with the rabbanon the koshelaitis, because edus lebezdin mesura, and bezdin is not going to make any mistakes. You don't have to make exer shema. You don't have to worry about bezdin being confused. So two brothers who convert say gear shenizgar cut and shenol the dummy. The koshelaitis together, they can testify together. So basically, the only time you say Gershon and Skarkot Shinal the Dhamma, the Gemara, all the three cases, by Yerusha and by Arayas, the brother can marry the sister in HaTorah, it's only for Didna B'Rabbanan, and by Krovim, Sulam Laitis, is by Krovim. Are they related, are they not related? Gershon and Skarkot Shinal the Dhamma does mean that the whole past history is wiped off. Let's say he borrowed $1 million from the bank, then he converts. And he gives him, he takes a Jewish name now. He's no longer known as Jesus, Christopher, whatever. Now he has a Jewish name, Yankel, whatever, Avram, Ben Avram Avinu. So he changed his name, so now he's Jewish, a different name. He doesn't know the money. No. Gemara says, whatever. Or you broke someone's window, you owe him money, so you got to pay. You got to pay. You don't say, cut and shenol, the whole past history is wiped off. There's a din in Parshas Bo. This week's coming parsha, Parsha's boy, it says, kol benecher lo yochal boy. Benecher is not permitted to eat korban Pesach. What do you mean a benecher? A non-Jew is not permitted to eat korban Pesach. Mar says a non-Jew is an oral. And even if the non-Jew had a circumcision, the Gemara says he's still considered an oral. So what do you need a pasuk called Benechel Yochel? But says ready the other pasuk called Laro Yochel Boy. Unless he was Nimo L'Shem Geirus, then he's not called an, he's still not Jewish. You have to Mila and Tvila in Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. So let's say if a Nochri was Nimo L'Shem Geirus, he's not called an Oral anymore. So then you need a pasuk called Benechel Yochel. Okay, goes on that case. Okay. The Gemara says that the word, the pasuk benecher, goes on a Jew, mishin esnakram myself, lovim shabashamayim. If the Jew who's in mumal avodah zarah, he worships avodah zarah, even though he's Jewish, you're not allowed to give him a share in the korban Pesach. You need the pasuk called benecher to tell you the other case also, the Gemara says. If he was nimo l'shem geirus, he's no longer called an oral, and he's still a goy, he's not allowed to eat korban Pesach. But it also goes on a Jew who's an avodah zarah. So there's a machloikis in the Rishonim in Psochim, how far that goes. So Tosis' opinion is if you have a Jew who worshipped Abudah, then it was Chozer B'Tshuva, so he has to eat Korban Pesach. And the Meiri, and then Tosis, based on that assumption, Pashas, Tosis, based on that assumption, has a Kasha, and they work hard to answer the Kasha. And the Meiri quotes Chachma Dorosh Alfanena, I think it's in Psochim Daf. So the Tosus is there, and the Miri is over there, quotes Chachma Ador Shalafanena, whoever that is. Miri always gives descriptions. He always quotes Rashi as Gedolei HaRabbanim, and the Rambam's Gedolei HaMechabrim, and the Rabbi is Gedolei HaMasigim. Everybody has a different nickname. So the Gedolei Ador Shalafanena, they're not sure exactly who that is, maybe it's the Ramban, is of the opinion that a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, he can never participate in Korban Pesach, even if it's a tshuva. Even the false tshuva, he can't participate. So the Miri is bothered with the kash, but it says a chumash that a gershin is gaya. The goy probably worshipped Avodah Zarah before he converted. So how do you allow him to participate in Korban Pesach? He wasn't true, but still he once worshipped Avodah Zarah. So he answers gershin is gaya kukot nishin oladam. Gershin is gaya means he wipe off the whole past history. It's considered as if he never worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus says that that's not correct. Pashtus says that Gershon is Gakot Shinola Dami means he's not related to the relatives for Yerusha purposes and for Arayas purposes. The brother can marry the sister and Adara if it creates him Sulam La'edis. There's no Kurva, he's not related. But for all other intents and purposes, you don't say your whole past history is wiped off.
What about Yitzias Mitzrayim? All Chai Israel worship the Mitzrayim.
Good kasha? I don't know. Okay. The Pashtus says like Tosfos, that if the Jew who worshipped Avodah Zarah does tshuva, it's not a problem. So according to that other opinion, I don't know, that's what he says. That's a ger is different. He says a ger is different. But the explanation that he gives, because maybe the explanation, whatever you're saying, he worshipped as a guy, he didn't worship as a Jew, or whatever the explanation is. You can't say, Kekot and Shinola Dom. There's a famous line in the Chidush HaChasam Sofer on Maseches Avodah Zarah. He says he always wondered where in the world did the Tanoim get this idea from Gershon is God Kot and Shinola Dom. It's wild. A brother's allowed to marry the sister, and the daughter doesn't Yarshan the father because the daughter converted. Why should he say Gershon is got cotton shinola dummy? Why should he say he's not related? So the Chasam Sofer says maybe they got it from the Pasuk. There's a parsha of Gezel Ager. What's the parsha of Gezel Ager? It says in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra, the end of Parshas Vayikra, Hashem Zelos. So if I stole money from somebody, and then later on, I swear that I don't owe him a penny. And then later on, I admit that I swore falsely. So you have to give Karen. I stole $1,000. You have to give Karen. You have to give Chomesh. You have to add on 25%. It's called Chomesh because when you make out the check for $1,250, $250 is one fifth of the total check. The check is $1,250. So $250 is 25%. We would call 25%. The Chumash calls it 20%. 20% of the sum total. That's called Chumash. So you have to give Karen the $1,000. You have to give Chumash 250 additional dollars. Then you have to bring Hashem Gzelos. You can only bring the Hashem Gzelos if you first pay. The Hashem Gzelos is to get an atonement. You're only going to get an atonement. First you have to pay the Karen to the Nigzal. Let's say you never gave the Karen to, you still don't like the guy. But you want an atonement for swearing falsely, so you're going to bring the Asham. So the Mishnah says, you can't bring the Asham Zelis before you pay the Keren. So what happens? What happens if the Nigzal died? So you pay to the Asham. What happens? Mainly is Goyal Hashif HaAsham Elov. The Asham means the Keren. What if the Nigzal died and he doesn't have any Asham? Mainly is Goyal Hashif HaAsham Elov. That's in Nassau. Where is it? It's in Bamidbar. It's in Parshas Nassau. That's called the Parsha of Gezel Ager. I stole from it because the Gemara says, V'chayesh lachadum yisol she'en lo yoresh. It's mainly ish goyel. The man whom I stole from, I swore falsely that I don't owe him money. They have to give him back Kerem the Chaymish. What if he dies? I give to the Yoshim. What if there are no Yoshim? That's impossible. What do you mean there are no Yoshim? He doesn't have a sister, a brother, a father, a cousin, an uncle, everybody. All the Jews are, we're all related. He's not related to a soul in the world. So the Chasam Sofer said, maybe you'll tell me that that's the mocker for this idea. Where did Tanoim get this idea from that Gershon is God, Kut, Shalom, Dom is not related to a soul in the world? Because the Pasuk says, mainly Ishgal, Hashem, Hashem, Elam. So he says, the Chasam Sofer argues that doesn't necessarily prove it. Because it says in the end of Chumash Vayikra, if a person sells himself as an Eved Ivri, so there's a din of Geulas Krovim. Or if his person sold the Steachuzah, the person has a Steachuzah in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a mitzvah of Geulas Krovim. The Krovim should buy it back. Should buy back the Steachuzah from the one who bought it. And then it says, Remain Leish Goyal. The main law goyal, so the other guy keeps the field until Yom Kippur Shiyah, well then I get it back, then I get the Stachuzah back. So what does it mean over there, mainly ish goyal? What if he has the goyal? So the Gemara says, he doesn't have a goyal, has money. He doesn't have a relative who's wealthy enough to buy it back. So maybe over here it says, mainly ish goyal, the hush mamshal. You don't know who the Irish is? The guy, I owed money to the guy. I don't know who his relatives are. I don't know who he is. Who says mainly ish goyal means it goes on Gezel Ager? What that? Aloch al Moshe Messina. How do they know it goes on Gelat HaGer? Maybe mainly Ishgoel, just like over there. Mainly Ishgoel means you don't know who the Krovim are. So maybe over here means you don't know who the Krovim. So Chasam Sofer throws his hands up. He doesn't know where in the world. Where in the world did they get this idea from? That Gershon is God, Kut Mishalem. So the Miri says it's the mocker. The Miri quotes, according to the Chachma Ador Shalafaneinu, that one who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah can participate in Korban Pesach for the rest of his life till he comes back in a different Gilgal. But the Gilgal says he can't bring Korban Pesach. So how does a ger bring Korban Pesach? It says Gershon is got cut shadol adami. So that's the mocker. That's the mocker of Gershon is got cut shadol adami. The Pashta says that it's not correct. So on that there's a famous Meshach Chochma. Meshach Chochma Chumash writes the Chsam Sefer on Avodah Zarah, the Chidushim on Avodah Zarah asked this question: where in the world did the Tanoim get this wild idea from? That Gershon is got cut shadol adami, that you're allowed to marry a sister in the Torah. So he says that after Maimon HaSinai, for 3 days they had to be purged in order that everybody should be tohar. The men shouldn't be balkari, the women shouldn't be polet, they should be bazer. But they had to be purged in the same 3 days before Maimon HaSinai. After the whole Maimon HaSinai was over, so the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael, shuvah lechem li'olech. Everybody can go back to their wives again. So the Meshech Chochman says, but there were people who were married to the... Amram was married to his aunt. Amram was married to his aunt. Was he alive? Probably wasn't alive at the time. Moshe Rabbeinu was already 80 years old. Maybe his father wasn't alive. I don't remember any. But there were people who were married to relatives. Kodeh Matan Torah, they had the Arayas of Bnei Noach, which is a smaller list. The Arayas of Yisrael is a bigger list. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say Shuvah Lachem Le'olechem, everybody can go back to their wives? Some of the people were married after the Torah is given, so not everyone is mutter in his wife. So the Meshech Chochmah says Araya that everyone Gershon is got cut and Shinol Adam. Amir Hasina was the Gerus of Kal Yisrael, and everybody's allowed to marry their wives. The Gzera the Rabbanon that the Ger is not allowed to marry a sister, even though Kukot and Shinol Adam, that was introduced in later generation. At the time Amir Hasina didn't exist yet. That's what the Meshech Chochmah says. Remember once Rabbi Breuer was telling us, a new Sefer came out. Rabbi Breuer was, he was in his 90s when he was on. A new Sefer came out on Chumash, maybe you're familiar with it, Meshech Chochmah. I mean, he was an old man when the Sefer came out. Sefer was printed before I was born, before my father was born. But he was an old man when the Sefer came out. A new Sefer came out, and you had to hear it, Meshech Chochmah Chumash. He said, Shove Elei Mare, the Rabbi Shalom should forgive the author for writing such a thing. You don't say Gershon is Geyer on Maimon HaSinai. Maral Prague has like that. Gershon is Geyer Koshen Alam didn't apply Maimon HaSinai. The Shev Shmaitze has an introduction to his Sefer, so he quotes this, I think, on the first page in the Hakdama. Usually they write Hakdama, Divri Agoda. So in the middle of his long introduction, he quotes from the Gurariya and Chumash, you don't say Gershon is Geyer Koshen Alam. Why? So Rabbi Breuer, Zechanel Baruch Hu, said, we're Oysi Achsonim. We claim to be Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yankov. Gershon is got cut shalom. So we're not related to Avram Yitzchak Yankov. So it can't be. You can't say such a thing. Gershon is guy didn't apply Bnei Avram. I said, whatever the explanation is. So the Gur Aryeh, the Maral Miprah, gives a strange explanation. But whatever the explanation is, it doesn't apply to Maimon HaSinai. It can't apply to Maimon HaSinai. Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily means that they were not allowed to marry their wives. Maybe it means the single people were crying, "Oy vey, I got engaged to this girl, now I can't marry her. Before I could have married her, now after Matan Torah." I don't know if it necessarily means the couples who were already married had to get divorced. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but now, from now on, life is going to be more difficult. From now on, we won't be able to, we're going to be restricted whom we can marry. More restricted than before. Going to be more restricted, more limited than before. As it is, we're limited, so now it's going to even be more limited. Yeah, so he was not happy with that. That's the lashon he said. Shorele Mori, the Baruch Shalom should forgive Rameh Simcha for saying such a thing that Gershon his guy didn't apply. Now Soloveitchik said he knows what the mocker is. How do you know Gershon is got cut and shadol adami? He said the din is that if there's no tvisis kiddushin, more later in kiddushin, there's no tvisis kiddushin between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, or between a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. There's no issues. And the Gemara there, and the Gemara in Gittin, that just like there's no issues, there's no kurva of you can't have kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. it's not only Ishus, not only Tvisis Kedushin, it can't be Kroivim. A man and a woman, one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, they can't be related to each other. Not only Kurvav, it's a Rai from a Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos interprets the Gemara like that. It's totally Zed to Zed. So let's say you have a brother and a sister, they're both Tovel and a Mikvah. Both Tovel simultaneously. One is Tovel, Yavshel Tam. One is Tovel first, the other one is Tovel later. So when the first one is Tovel in the Mikvah, that person becomes Jewish, the other one is still a Goy. So at that moment, they're no longer related. And then when the second one is Tovel, now they're both Jewish, not letting them be brother and sister. They can be on brother and sister at the age of 25. Either you're born brother and sister, or you're not. So they were twins, let's say. The boy and the girl were twins, a brother and a sister. And then they both converted. So the minute the first one converted, so they're not related anymore. Then when the second one converts later on, so you can't become converted, you can't become related to the other one. So that's why you say Gershon and Garkat Shinodadam. Let's say they will both be Teufel in a mikveh mamish at the same split second. If they're both Gers or Bivah Vasachas, then you would have. Let's say there's a Gemara in Yevamos. I think Tzadik Tesam and Beis. Gemara in Yevamos has a non-Jewish woman is pregnant with twin boys and she converts. So the Geirus is Chal on all three. When the mother is Tovel in the Mikvah, the Geirus is Chal on the mother and the two brothers. So when they're born, they're related to each other. All three are related. The mother with the two children are related. Why don't you say Kut and Shinol Adami? They shouldn't be related to each other. The answer is no. They all became gerim simultaneously. The mother's tvila is oila for the two babies who were inside her womb. So whenever the geris of the two gerim is chal simultaneously, then you don't say kukot nishanala dummy. So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik, I think he said, that in Maamar HaSinai, everybody had to go to mikveh separately, but it's as if it was one national geris of all the Kali Sod of Asachas. So if the Geris is Bavasach, not Bizach Hazeh, so everybody was a Goy, they were all related to each other, then they all became Jewish in the same split second somehow. So if it's one national Geris for everybody, then you don't say Kikot Nishanol Adam, you don't say Kikot Nishanol Adam, if they're Mizgayer Bizach Hazeh. So what's the mocker that Geris and Mizgayer Kikot Nishanol Adam? The mocker is the Gemara that learns out from a Pasuk that there's no Tvisis Kiddushin between a Jew and a Goy. That's the mocker. Tvisis Kiddushin is not only because Tvisis Kiddushin. You can't have the Tosfos and Gittin shows from the Gemara if there's no issues, so there's no kurva of mishpacha either. You're not going to be related. If you can't be related through marriage, then you can't. If it's such a type of two people, let's say Ebed Ein Lo Yachas. Ebed Ein Lo Yachas is the same thing. There's no Yachas of no Yuchsan of mishpacha with his children. There's no Yuchsan of mishpacha of Tvisis Kiddushin. It's all the same thin. Whatever, but there is such a din. Gershon is Gai Kakot Mishun Aladon. So that's the din minatara here. The ger of the kachavim, ger was of kacham ena midevir Torah midevir sefer. If the child converted minatara, the child doesn't yarshin the father anymore because kakot nishanal adami. But with the rabbanon, he does yarshin. How do you know this nan? They quotes. There's a mishnah in Maseches Demai. What does it say? This nan ger avkam sheyoshes sadim av kacham. The father dies, and some of the children converted, and the others did not convert. So the father leaves Yerusha, he leaves Yayin Esach, that's also Bahno, let's say real Yayin Shinis Nasach Lavedizar. Or he leaves Avedizar, that's also Bahno, and he leaves Kesh. So what's the din? Ger Yochalayim Alav Kacham, the Ger tells his brother, Tu Alata Avedis Kacham Bani Moaz. You take the Avedizar, I can't take it, I'm Jewish, I'll take money instead, I'll take the value. Tu Alata Yayin Esach is also Bahno, Mani Peres, I'll take other things. So that's before they did a chalukah. So you can say, you take the osaba. No, I'm Jewish, I can't take. Mishabol the shusager osa. But what if the ger wasn't thinking and they divided up the Yerusha? So the father left 100 avodah zarah. So he gives, the goyish brother gives me 50 avodah zarah. He takes 50 avodah. He has all the tray for wine. He gives me 50 barrels of yain. So he's going to take 50 barrels. If I already got my share, then I say, hey, this is osaba. No, and I give it back. Then it's chalipi avodah zarah. So that you're getting hanoah from if you take avodah zarah and you give it to your brother and he pays you money instead. If you take yai nesach is also banoah. Real yai nesach is also banoah. Stam yenam is wine that was manufactured by goy. So in the days of the Gemara, days of the Tanoim, all the nochrim were involved in avodah zarah, actually worshipping avodah zarah. So So Stam Yenab used to be Osabano. Today, the Nocher, most of them, unless he's a Galach in a church, most of them don't do Eucharist. What are they called? Most of the Nochem don't, not involved in Nisach HaYayin. They don't make Yayin Osabano. So the Nochem today, most of the Nochem are not Vikim Benisach. So the Rama says, Mikaridin, the Stam Yenab is Mutabano. If there's no Hefsa Merubu, we're Machmer. Then not to get Hanoah from the Stam Yenab. Let's say, God gives me a bottle of a tray for wine. So I shouldn't sell it to someone else. I shouldn't give it to another guy, because I'm going to get Hanoah. If I give it to a guy, he's going to be Makatayim, he's going to give me something back in exchange. So that's called getting Hanoah from it. But let's say the guy owes me $100,000 and he goes bankrupt, has a liquor shop, and then the only way to pay, he's going to give me barrels of tray for wine. Either I take it, I leave it. Either I get, so he's going to give me $75,000 worth of tray for wine, so either I take it or I leave it. I get nothing. So that's a hefsa merubah, a lot of money. But if you only, a guy gives me about a ton of one bottle of chay for one, how much is the one bottle worth? $25 already, $100. That's not a hefsa merubah. So shalom b'malkam hefsa merubah. We would say, the Ramo would say that the stam yenim is manos, there's also a sabano. But if it's a big hefsa merubah, then you revert back to the ikir adin. The ikir adin is that the nochri is one, is not boki b'nisuch, he's not involved in nisuch. Unless it's a galach in a church, then he is boki b'nisuch. Then it will be medina. That'll be also Bano. So the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Demai. The Ger and the two brothers, the Ger and the Ovikacham, Yarsh and the father. So the Ger, Yochaloimala, Ovikacham to his brother, Tulato, but his Kamanimos, Tulato Yain, Esaf, Ani Peres. That's only Kodin Shabolu Shusa, but if Lachin Shabolu Shusai, Mishabolu Shusa Ger, Osir, then you're not allowed to swap it. Because it's you're getting Hanoah from Nisar Hanoah by giving it to your brother, he'll give you something else in exchange. Means that you're selling it. If the ger is yarshening the father, even if they didn't divide it yet, it should still be. When you make a chalukah, you take the avodah zarah, and I'll take money. You take the yayin nesach, and I'll take peiros. That's also I'm selling you that, and you're giving me this instead. So that's also you're selling the avodah zarah and getting money instead. So it must be it's only with the rabbanu zehu da rabbanu sham yachzer the suro. We're afraid that the ger, we're going to tell the ger, you don't yarshin the father. There are billions of dollars involved over here. So the ger may decide to convert back to Christianity in order to get the big yerusha. Taisus, the bottom taisus is the taisus sishon, the bottom one that's in brackets. The bottom taisus says mikir adin is not going to help. If the ger converts back to become a Christian, he's Yisrael Mumer. So he's still Gershon, he's got Kachnam. So if you go to a Jewish Bezdin, they're still going to paskin that he doesn't get the Yerusha. But the ger made by mistake, he'll think, oh, if I'll convert back to become a Christian, then I'll get the Yerusha. He may hastily decide to convert back because there's billions of dollars involved over here. So it made a Tarkana de Rabbanon, Hefke Bezna Hefke, that the ger Yarshon's the father, the goy, mid the rabbanon. But if it would have been a din menator that you don't see katan shenol adami, the ger yashin the father, it wouldn't help if he's going to say tulato avodizor vani mois, tulato yai nesach vani peiros. It'll still going to be chilufi avodizor. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosis has a famous kasha here. This is a difficult Tosis. The Tosis chilufi avodizor. Tosis says there is a machlekes hataran whether yesh breira or ein breira. One of the cases that we discuss is the different cases of Breira. The one case is if you have Chalukas HaYorshin. The father died and he leaves a lot of Nechosim. And then two brothers, one brother takes this house, one brother takes that house. So before they made the Chalukah, it belongs to Tfusas HaBayis. Both homes belong to the estate, and that the estate is owned by all of the Yorshin together. After you make Chalukah, this house belongs to me, that house belongs to you. How did that happen? That house now belongs to you. Before we made the chalukah, we were shutfim in the house, and you were shutfim in my house. How does the change occur? So one opinion is, yesh breira, you make a chalukah, and we say, the misa sa'av accomplished that it's tfusas habayis for the first couple of weeks, till after they sit shiva, till after they figure out all the whole cheshbainas, and then when they make the chalukah, so the misa sa'av accomplished that this house is mine, and that house is yours. What do you say? No. The Misa Sa'av accomplished that it's Tfusas HaBayis. And then that house should belong to you. That's a makna, my share in the house to you. Your makna, your share in my house to me. So if a makna and your makna, that's called Ein Breira. If you say Yesh Breira, then you say it's a Gloy Muslim Afresh, it's a Chelka Hamagio, Yishor Rishayin Ulakach. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, where they say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira by Yorshim. By Yorshim Shecholku, they divide the estate. So Tesis says, why can't you say the Mishnah goes there are Tanoim and Mishnais? There are Tanoim and hold Yesh Breira. There are different opinions how we pass in La Alochim. So some are showing pass in Yesh Breira. It's a long run in Perik and in Durm. The run is always long in the Durm. But the extra long run, the first Mishnah in Perik HaShutfin, a long run, the Kemah takes up the whole page. So of course, there are three Shittas. How do we pass in? Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, or no, we pass on the third Shittah. With respect to Dinim Darais Ein Breira, with respect to Dinim Rabbanon, Yesh Breira. That's how we pass on. That's Igmar the end of Beitza. We pass on the compromise. With respect to Dinim Darais Ein Breira. But the Ratanayim would think even on the level of Darais Yesh Breira. So Tosfos says to Kasha, what's so difficult about the Mishnah over here? Maybe the Mishnah goes with the Shittah Yesh Breira, even on Dinim Darais. So the Ger tells the brother, you take the Avodah Zorah and I'll take the money instead. So you say, Yesh Breira. So it's not that I'm selling you the Avodah Zorah and getting the money instead. So Tosfos works on that kash. So the Rashash tells you, look in the Rashba and the Rishonim and the Rabbi Kivega, they all ask a kash on Tosfos. There's an Ofene Gemara in the end of Temura. The Gemara says, black and white, that even the Tano holds Yesh Breira is only B'min Echad. If the father leaves 100 behemoths, which is approximately, they're all approximately the same value, you'll take 50, I'll take 50, that's called Yesh Breira. But if you're going to take Avodah Zarah, I'm going to take money, that's Shnei Minim. Nobody holds Yesh Breira. Nah, that's for sure. I'm selling you the Avodah Zarah in exchange for what? You're giving me Peiris. Here it's Shnei Minim. He's giving him Yai Nesach and he's taking Peiris. He's giving him Avodah Zarah, he's taking money. This is Shnei Minim. So nobody holds over here Yesh Breira. So that's a Pella that you'll let's read. Bikavega asked the Kasha, Bikavega Mishnais Demai. This is a Mishnah in Demai. Bikavega Mishnais. Es the kasha and taisus. The Rashash points out the Rishayim and Ardaf es the kasha and taisus against the Nafan and Gemara. Gemara is beferish. Okay, take a look. There's Reb Shlomo Eger has on the side of the Yerida Gilyan Marsha. So the Hilchas of the Zara where this is quoted. Where is it? Kuf Mem Vav or something? I think there's a Gilyan Marsha. I didn't look it up yet. I think he has a funny comment here. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue.
I was wondering, maybe explain it.